give you the moonlight. Love will set us free. If we just believe, the best is yet to come. That will light your mind. As long as we believe, the best is yet to come. Can you see what I see on the road ahead? Do you know there's a new light that and I'll give you heaven. Love will set us free. As long as we believe, the best is yet to come. Show me your smile. I'll fill it with laughter.
Thank you. connection today. So I'm sure you just enjoyed one of the greatest female vocalists of all time. Often that she did not pick the greatest songs to sing, but when she did, boy, that bump music is Grover Washington with Patti LaBelle, one of the few four-octave singers in the world's history, and just a magical voice, magical, magical. One of the great, great American treasures. And it's great to be back with you. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith. This is, again, The French Connection, and we are doing our Friday show. And as you are all aware, you know, this is not live anymore, but it is direct from central France. And it is evening over here, as usual. It's around the live hour time, except that it's actually getting posted around the same time or earlier than my other broadcast was. It is also going to be going out on Shoutcast. If someone is able to place this on podcast for us, please do. Place it on podcast. Place it on BitTorrent. Place it on every place you can possibly do it. And what I would recommend if you're interested in getting this news out, because we are, but we don't have the time to do all those things, because part of our job is to get content and also get people to, you know, come on the show and be willing to talk. And we need to do to vet our information, so it's kind of hard. And I do try to answer some of the emails. I don't answer them all, guys, because they're in the hundreds and hundreds every day, so... But if you take up an active role in getting this stuff out, Eric and I would be grateful. It's in your interest, too. I mean, we don't make money at this. You're not donating anything to us except some hope. It's for the nation. It really, really is. And this is a late hour. You know, so much has happened in my knowledge base, and so much of this stuff is true. But there are so many people out there right now trying to lie to you. And here's the thing, okay? They're pushing this Black Pope and the Jesuit assassin stuff to try and counter the things that Eric and I have uncovered, that Mohammed has uncovered, that Ted Pike has uncovered, that Ray McGovern spoke about, that even Dennis Halliday alluded to, that... David Pitcock has talked about, that many, 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 many people across time and across different groups have been aware of. And so they're pulling out all the stops on internet radio and on alternative news sites to bury our truth with lies, the lies about the Catholic Church being involved. Let me ask you a couple of questions. How many Catholic priests do you see working in George Bush's administration? Well, there are none. Geez, I bet you can't even find a Catholic in his administration, or a Protestant for that matter. You might find a crypto, but you won't find a practicing religious or holy person in any of his administration. Nor will you find them in the Federal Reserve. Nor will you find them in the media. It's just you won't. The leadership in those three groups is Jewish and crypto-Zionist Jew, and that is the way it has worked. So... don't believe for a minute that these Jesuits have anything to do with it. It is nonsense in the extreme. And I know there are very few Jesuits left. There's maybe 10,000 religious order people left in the world. There used to be 30, 40, 50,000. It's just, they're not getting new priests, and the old ones are dying. So I can see the Jesuit assassins running up in their walkers with their with their ninja Jesuit masks on. Ninja Turtles or something. You know, it's so beyond rational that it's amazing. And the people who spun these lies, this guy Phelps and the rest of them, and who push it forward, like Lenny Bloom and Skolnick, and then this sack of septic shit, excuse me, but I don't swear very often, Greg Schimanski. This man is a crypto Jew. Well, I don't even know if he's crypto. I think he's declared Jew. But he's Jewish. He is a lawyer that works in the 9/11 movement. There's no pay in this, guys. You know, he's doing this as a paid guy from the behind the scenes to write Bull Pucky. It's just a fact. Alex Jones and Rents are just pouring on the crap and the credola and the lies. And they're working overtime. you should be able to spot this yourselves and tell others. I mean, my goodness, guys, these people are bad, bad, bad to the bone. And why have I harped on this so much? Because they're taking thousands and thousands of people who should be camped around the truth we've been able to uncover, and many others. Look into Bill Cooper, the man they murdered some years ago for exposing the exact same conspiracy we're discussing now. They murdered him after they kicked him off his radio program. That's not an omen for me, because they're not going to do that to me. Because it just won't happen. Because, you know, I bite and I fight back. You end up having some of their own laying out in front of my house here. But that said, I want to discuss some of the plans we've got and how you can become more active in getting this message out. Because really, it's about this message getting into as many hands as possible. The research is on our site. We've got MiraSites already putting up our information. Much of what we've already done has been placed on other websites. All thanks to the people that are listening right now. But I want to bring Eric up. Eric, are you with me?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
Not really well, Eric.
Oh, how about this now?
That's better. What's up?
Well, nothing much. I just noticed if you look at that latest thing about Bush saving us from the terrorists, you'll see even Paul Joseph Watson, who you just mentioned, has got an article about this, about how basically trying to imply it's all Bush again. Bush, Bush, Bush. This is what we always hear. Like, Bush is the mastermind to all of this?
That man couldn't mastermind tying his shoes.
But see, this is where everyone is being misled. If you look at rants, you'll see the same thing. Bush, 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 Bush. This is the overwhelming message that these people are giving us, that as soon as we get rid of Bush, the nightmare is over. And in reality, it will change absolutely nothing. And these are people that have been here before we even realized half of what's going on.
Well, Eric, I pointed that fact out, that I've been doing this for 13 months, and I've been able to uncover the entire conspiracy. There are a few things missing, but these people have been doing this for 5, 6, in Alex Jones' case, 10 years, and he still can't get this right? No, guys, don't believe that. You see, don't believe that. And don't believe that Renz can't figure out the truth. They know the truth, and they're trying to lead you away from it.
Well, that's the only explanation you can come up with when people that just get into it for a few months end up knowing more than these experts who have been studying it for years. You've got to realize they're not experts. This is a big lie. A big lie. And if you look at history, you can see this is one of the techniques they've had, is to infiltrate, pretend that they're somebody they're not, get control of everybody, get control of the opposition, get control of the investigations, the police departments, the everything, the courts.
Yep.
And then fool people by leading them down the wrong path and getting the people to do the dirty work in many cases.
Well, you know, here's a good point for credibility if people just want to be use their logical brain again. We are out here on our own completely. We don't have anybody linking to us, save one or two websites out there, maybe three. And they're very tiny ones. They're not big hitters at all. Then you go take a look at the other side. The people like Jones and Renz and Blood and the rest of them, they're all very, very well connected with Tarpley and Ike and all the rest of these liars. And they're hooked into the nonsense, to the reptilian horse pucky, to the UFOers, to all of this big mess of crud and snap and Jesus, lies. It's awful. And, you know, we're over here screaming like a lone voice in the wilderness here. Wake up, America. We're going down the tubes. And we can't get traction, Eric.
Right.
How can these people get us? How can we get more traction for this truth?
Well, that's still the biggest problem. People, if they can't figure out who to listen to and who not to, it's rather hopeless. But what we have to let people realize, this is a war of intelligence, and it's going to be who can see through the deception. That's who's going to survive this. It's not, muscles are not going to matter. Bullets aren't really going to help. It's who can think straight. And this is where, the majority of people are just not very good at.
Well, they've been fluoridated, Eric. I mean, come on, they've had their water systems filled with fluoride. They've had mercury put into their brains. They've had dumbing down school systems that have just completely screwed them over. I mean, you know, take a look around you.
Well, that's you. That may be going on today to make it even worse. But if you look back at things like those Young Turks, I mean, that was even before they were putting fluoride in the water. And see, that's another situation where, you know, you have these accusations that a bunch of these crypto Jews pretended they were Muslims. You know, slipped into Turkey. They got themselves into important positions. They would end up causing incredible slaughters. But it never gets blamed on them. It's always blamed on somebody else. They're always deceiving people. Today it may be easier for them because, like you said, they may be putting poisons in the water and the food. But this was going on even in Europe and Asia. You know, if you look at World War I and World War II and the Young Turks, that business with the crypto Jews down there. And take a look at some of the remarks that supposedly are coming from, like this one book, The Secret Jews, by a Rabbi Joachim Prince or something, however you pronounce it. I mean, it even talks about it, makes remarks about how it says, I shall not marry into a Muslim family nor maintain any intimate association with them, for they are to us an abomination, and particularly their women. But you see, this is coming from the people who were pretending to be Muslims. They were in the Turkish community, but they were staying separate from the rest of them. They were pretending to be Muslims. In reality, it's all just a big scam. And if you look at this 9/11 movement, you see the same type of a thing where they're all claiming to be truth seekers. And you can tell some of them are honest about, you know, their strong support of Israel. Some of them are coming right out and admitting that. Some are admitting that they're Jewish, but then you've got the others that you're not sure about. So you've got maybe 80% that are, maybe 20% you're not sure about. You know, the whole movement could be dominated by these crypto Jews.
Well, it is. It's between the ones who haven't avoided identifying themselves with Judaism, and the ones that are actually suspected of it. It's almost 80%, Eric. Now, this is 2% of our nation's population. And again, I used this statistic yesterday. 50% of that Jewish community are not very adherent Jews. So we've got 1% of the country's population participating at an 80% level in the investigation of the crimes being committed against our country. Is that a coincidence? Please, ladies and gentlemen, use your logical brains and understand, no, it is absolutely not a coincidence. These are intentional people involved in this. They're being paid well in the background. There are networks of these folks. We believe strongly that Mr. Ziegler is part of it in a very major way. By actions and by deeds, ladies and gentlemen. Actions and deeds. And, you know, when we take a look at the actions of some of these people, it's very clear that they use intimidation practices and the rest. But it's a lot of people in this movement. You know, a good way to figure out if somebody's bad, who supports Scott Ritter? I mean, how hard is it after that? The guy said 19 hijackers did 9/11, and he's also a man who was caught as a pedophile. I mean, come on. You know, where do you want to go with this? It's just unbelievable.
You know, a better word might even be crypto-Zionist for some of them, because some of them will admit they're Jewish, but they won't admit they're Zionists.
That's right.
So crypto-Zionist might be the best word. And then you look at this movement, there's unbelievable strong support among these 9/11 truth seekers for Israel. How can this be a coincidence when that's what the 9/11 attack helps in the first place? And then you look at the landlord. You look at the media. It's how obvious does it have to get?
Well, you look at the financing for Silverstein to buy the buildings in the first place coming from Mark Rich and his pals. It goes on and on and on and on. My goodness. When is it going to stop, Eric?
I don't know, but it could be that they're in the Christian movement, too. Crypto-Zionists pretending to be Christian. Yeah, the crypto-Zionists may be all over there pretending to be Christians.
Or they may be crypto-Jews completely, and they're saying they're Christians.
Well, that too, both of them. Yeah, so you got this, the infiltration, the deception, it's at a level of, it's unbelievable. And you'll see this is not even the first time this has been going on. This is what people need to do. Look at history, you'll see.
The Muranos of Spain, they did it. The Dolomites of Turkey, the Young Turks. They've done this many, many times. They did it They did it as the, how about the SS troop of 100% Jews that were part of the SS who said they weren't Jewish.
Right. A lot of Hitler's groups, a lot of the anti-Semitism comes from these people. Or at least it sure looks like it. In some cases you're not sure, but it sure looks like it. So it's just, you know, the constant stirring up trouble, trying to destroy society, trying to break it down. Even this feminist movement. I mean, look at that. That even got started by
Betty Friedan.
I mean, it's all just destroy and
Gloria Steinem. Gloria Steinem.
And see, this is what people don't realize. They thrive on this. It's like one of those horror movies from Hollywood where the monster, you know, you shoot it with electricity and it grows. This is this kind of a situation where they thrive on orphans, on misery, on unemployment. The more chaos they can create, the more likely it is for them to find people who just throw their hands up and say, I don't care, just give me some money, I'll help you. The more orphans they can create, the more they can get for sex slave trade, the more politicians they can then trap, the more people they can get who just don't care. You see, they're thriving on chaos. They're thriving on misery. Their biggest enemy are people who can think straight, who are happy, who can work together, who can discuss issues. Because then, if we could get a group of people who could actually think and work together, we could expose it all. We could stand up to them. We could realize these are people. They're not a New World Order. They're not an Illuminati. They're people. They've got addresses. We can just go arrest them and put an end to this. I mean, we could stop it so fast. If we had a million of us, me and you, a million of us, it'd be over with.
Yeah.
And you can just pick up all the 9/11 truth seekers and just for investigation, pick up all of these media executives. I mean, it's so simple.
Yeah.
Except what's happening right now is they're constantly throwing out essentially raw meat to wild dogs. You know, when they throw out issues like abortion, you got millions of people attacking one another over that issue, rather than realizing while they're fighting over when a fetus is a human, the country's being taken over. And you'll see that they'll do the same with Social Security. They'll throw out this issue that someone's going to stop Social Security. Then people start fighting over that.
Or they'll throw a Scott Peterson or a O.J. Simpson
church
out there.
Yeah, they do the church. Yeah, see, they try to keep men and women fighting with each other, the different races fighting with each other. If they can keep the chaos going, they'll light fires. I'm sure that a lot of these forest fires are coming from them, the floodings. You know, they seem to just thrive on it. And if the society ever gets calm and relaxed, that's when I think they have the biggest problem. And they thrive whenever it's chaotic and miserable. So that's what they seem to be trying to do, just keep the misery going.
Yeah, I got to tell you, our misery index, if they have anything to say about it, is going to be rising quickly in the near future, Eric.
Oh, yeah, and there's still businesses failing. See, that's going to create more unemployment. There's more people then that are going to be depressed, and, you know, they'll be willing to, much more willing to be bribed when they've got, you know, start getting hungry and their rent is coming up. So, again, the more unemployment they create, the better for them, not better for us.
You know, you and I, we've arrived at this stuff over the last 6 months or so, and truthfully, Eric, you know, there is not a whole lot of the story in its big picture to be filled in. There's a lot of the minutiae to be done still, and maybe names and stuff. But basically, the big story has been told, and now it's about time that we started figuring out ways of growing this truth into a larger mass movement. And it's part of what I wanted you on today for. What do we need to do, and how can we get people motivated into helping this message get bigger?
Well, the only thing I've seen that works so far, there are certain, the audio files and the videos and the books are the only way I've seen people actually change. It doesn't really do much to talk to people. They've got to see and hear some of this evidence. Like that Benjamin Friedman speech. That's
very powerful. I've got to admit, Eric, if you go to Benjamin Friedman, ladies and gentlemen, on the site, if you haven't heard this, your whole way of thinking is changed at the end of it. I got to be honest with you. Mine was.
And what's interesting is that when I was looking into World War I and World War II, I didn't even know about Benjamin Friedman. But, you know, you can't end up looking into it without getting very similar results as he did. I mean, he was part of it, but I mean, it's not like he's the only one saying this. A lot of people will come to the same conclusions. It's just that when it comes from him, since he was actually a part of this, it means more to most people.
Yeah.
And
first person account. Yeah.
Yeah, because the evidence is there, but then when you hear it coming from somebody who was actually in it, it's just like it helps you realize, you know, it's not just my interpretation. It really did happen. It didn't just look that way. Because that's what it looks like. If you look at World War I and World War II, it looks like a big old setup just to help create Israel. But then when you hear it coming from an ex-Zionist saying, yeah, it was a setup, it's not just your imagination, it helps. And then my video will help people, my book, and the other audio files. You got Jimmy Rothstein, you've got Chris, you've got a whole bunch. This is the only thing that will change people, is to force them to look at the evidence. Talk really doesn't work. You know, when you just say something to your friends, that you really need to say, listen to this, look at these pictures, watch these videos.
Well, I recommend people download these files and put them on discs. And look, invest in 100 discs and make them, turn them out. Go for a weekend and say, this weekend I want to put out, 50 discs or 40 discs this weekend. And next week I'm going to leave them on bus stops, in cars, put them under windshield wipers, put them, hand them on people on the street. I mean, you know, look, and somebody gets in their car after they pull it off the windshield wiper, puts it in and goes, holy smokes, what is this?
Well, that's a possibility. I never thought of that. But if you just take it to work, and that's another thing. If you go to work, or if you go to church, or you whatever your group is, your relatives, that's the best thing to do. And it's got to be a group effort, because whenever one person does it, you stand out like a nut. This is what people have to realize. Human beings are like animals. We follow the crowd. And so what we have to get is a bunch of us doing this. So, and when you talk about it, you don't just say, well, here's what I think. You've got to say, here's what we think. And then you got to point out, it's worldwide and it's growing. You know,
right. It's
not just me. It's not just Daryl Smith. It's all over. Look at it. It's growing.
Eric, I want everybody to know that there's between 10 and 15,000 people that are French Connection regulars. And that's not including the people we affect in areas we don't even see. So this actually is probably 20,000. And that, you know, by anybody's numbers, that's quite an audience of well-educated, well-informed individuals. It needs to get bigger, though.
Yeah, it has to get, and it has to reach the truly, you know, the people that are actually going to make a difference. Then we've got to point out this deception. I can't believe that's probably the hardest part for people to understand this. The deception is so extreme. The idea that our media is controlled and most of these internet sites are controlled is hard for people. And so you got to point out to them, just look at the difference between the other sites and perhaps I Am the Witness or Huge Questions. You'll see, if you can't see the difference there, something's
wrong. The information is, and even the glossiness, and even the marrying with other sites that are just off the wall, it's pretty clear to anybody who's looking at it. And I mean, you know, this chucklehead Rentz is still getting a lot of visits, and so is Alex Jones. And I'm shocked that more people have not seen through the deception of these people. I mean, it amazes me, actually, because I knew right away this guy was rotten to the core. But you know, some of the information that he was putting out, and see, this is true with all of them. Some of the things they put out are accurate and on the money.
Well, that's what fools people.
They
keep looking at it and saying, well, this is correct, and just ignore the UFO stuff and ignore the stupid stuff. Well, that doesn't work. We got to tell people, stop this. You don't buy the New York Times because one sentence out of the entire paper is truthful. You've got to stop buying it completely. You got to stop going to the Rentz site. So what if one sentence out of that whole site is useful? People are supporting the criminal network when they do this. You know, it's equivalent to buying something from a car thief and saying, well, some things he says are correct, so. This is the part that it's bringing America and Europe down, this inability to realize you're helping the criminal network when you do this.
That's right.
You're funding them and you're supporting them. Meanwhile, sites like mine at Huge Questions and yours at IamTheWitness.com, these are like little individual sites with no money. And we can come up with better information than the others that have teams sometimes and money behind them?
Well, I'd like my listeners to know, since the beginning of me asking for money, we're up to 580 total in amount of money being sent to me. And that's over a period of going on 4.5 months. So 4 months. So 4 months, $580. That hasn't paid for one of the phone bills, but that's all right. If more comes in, which we hope it will, we're going to earmark that for all of these efforts. And, I mean, it's not a lot, ladies and gentlemen, that we've got here. You know, if we had $1,000, I mean, how much is that these days? If we can find advertising or even bumper stickers or even, you know, maybe ad space someplace or in magazines or whatever, it's possible that we could even start doing things like this and getting out a little advert to pass this further. This is important stuff, and all of our efforts are going to make the difference in this.
Well, yeah, and if they don't, people that don't have money, they should just pass the websites around, pass the information around, because it's so simple at work, you know, just send it to people. And so that's the most important thing for people to realize. Watch out for the deception, these crypto Zionists, and just to ask yourself, who's been benefiting from the chaos during the past 100 years or more, if you want to go back farther? Look at this. They're not dying over there for George Bush by himself. They're not dying over there for the Jesuits over there in the Middle East right now, our soldiers. And you got to look at your country. Look at what's happening to it, the economy, the chaos. This is not for Jesuits. This is not for the Pope. And you look at this, John Phelps with his new Vatican assassins. All of these things are deception. And if people continue to support it, it's just going to allow it to continue. We've got to step up and tell people, watch out for it. Don't support them at all. Even this loose change video, why are they pushing this so hard? Everyone is pushing it. I mean, what is it? It came out after all the others. You expect it to be better, and all it's really doing is it's giving you like 9/11 light and then telling you that basically it's Bush and maybe a few military people. You've got to realize this is deception.
Well, we realize it, and I think many of our listeners do. And the ones, we apologize to the people who have already come to these realizations, but we're getting new people all the time. And we want to help you to hone a message when you have to go out there and maybe convince somebody else to start tuning in or why they shouldn't be bothering with, you know, alien vacations to Mars stuff and the Black Pope with Mr. Phelps on Alex Jones' show and ask yourself how it could be that this man, Alex Jones, has spent 10 or 12 years researching this stuff and cannot arrive at the truth. That should tell you everything you need to know. Everything in one statement. Anyway, Eric, it was great. It was a great first week. Some glitches, some problems, some improvements could be done. But I think we played the best song of the week in the break here between these two parts. My wonderful sounding voice of Patti LaBelle. Thank you for getting that. It was great. And I want to let everybody know that there's more information, more interviews, and more of the French Connection coming next week. So stay tuned for us. Pass out the word. Get going, guys. We need the help. Thanks. And until then, bye-bye now.